Yeah, we had a military airbase from our good friends in Qatar. We could use it over a couple of years. What was its name? No, look here, that's the document. Yeah, what was its name? And then we met some artificial island. We had also friends on artificial islands. And this tennis star from Germany who got problem because of registered votes in Utah, in Nevada, and the most votes in Saskatchewan. And the island there, there's a few islands there in the Northwest Territories of Canada. I got votes. And I've got good friends and good advisors. And then there is some island, artificial island in the Red Sea. The Red Sea. Nobody knows the Red Sea. The GIs do not know the Red Sea. It's more about holiday resorts. The GIs usually know the Persian Gulf. That's what the GIs know. When we go there with an aircraft carrier and the seal can take on a jacket underwater. Our seal can take on a jacket underwater. That's a big exercise for our seals. And but let's see, this is just for holiday in a summer resort. Our seal there usually know the Persian Gulf and all the way to the end of the Persian Gulf. But ask me if I would remember that, guys. No, I do not remember that, guys. But we made some other artificial island. We did some rentals on artificial island. It's a costly thing, really, a costly thing. It's between $2 million up to $40-50 million if you want to buy that houses or apartments. It's quite costly. It's coast of the Persian Gulf. But when we come there with our aircraft carriers, and the most sophisticated plane was the F-22 Raptor, where the pilots could hardly breathe, you know, the pilots could hardly breathe in these aircraft carriers, the most sophisticated and most costly aircraft since decades. But the pilots, they lost consciousness, the pilots, you know, don't ask me why. But they know the aircraft carrier well. They have all colorful jackets. Colorful jackets, but they lost consciousness in these F-22 Raptors, you know, because lack of oxygen.